Father, we want to thank you and bless you.
Amen.
We are grateful for this privilege,
amen,
that you have given to us,
amen,
that we can be congregated in your presence.
Amen.
This morning we say, speak to us.
Amen.
We want to say we are so thankful to you for all the wonderful things you did for us during the last week.
Amen.
Sitting in vehicles.
Amen.
Eating.
Amen.
Drinking.
Amen.
Walking.
Amen.
Bathing.
Amen.
Oh God.
Amen.
It is you alone who can do such miracles.
Amen.
Thank you for all your goodness.
Amen.
Escape from death.
Amen.
Escape from shame.
Amen.
Escape from frustrations.
Amen.
From the assignment of the wicked one.
Amen.
Whatever the enemy meant for evil, you turn it around for our good.
Amen.
You have been our deliverer.
Amen.
And lift our head.
Amen.
So this morning we bring our sacrifice of thanksgiving.
Amen.
Sacrifice of our thanksgiving.
Amen.
The psalmist said, if it had not been for you, the Lord, what would we have been?
Amen.
And so we say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for our families.
Amen.
Thank you for our friends.
Amen.
Thank you for our colleagues.
Amen.
Thank you for our nation, amen, our community.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
That you are good.
Amen.
You are God.
Amen.
You are gracious unto, amen, us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is our God not good?
Amen.
Our God is very good.
Amen.
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 Tell the Lord, hold me close.
Hold me close.
Let your love surround me. Sing it passionately.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Draw me close to you.
I want
more of you. These are the songs you must be singing. A Christian must learn how to love God. Not just loving things. Amen. In this church, we are training you to love, know God and love God for yourself.
Yes.
That's our motivation. May we take our seat, please.
Amen.
And lift your right hand and say, Father, I'm ready for your word. Speak to me. Change my heart. Anoint me. And use me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, the past weeks I've been talking about the church as a family. And God wants you to be a good family member.
Amen.
Amen. And we mentioned that to be a good family member of the church, you have to have a high commitment. Last week we talked about the four types of commitments. We talked about the fair weather commitment. That when everything is fine, you are okay. And the Bible says that wealth has many friends, so when everything is fine with you, everybody is your friend. So there are people in the church because their friends are in the church, their family members are in the church, everything is fine with them. But the day they are unhappy, or they are corrected, they are rebuked, that's it. That's a fair weather commitment. Fair weather commitment is when things are convenient. You live close around the church. So when you move a little further away, you say, I'm out. Amen.
Amen.
Then we talk about the situational friendship commitment, where the commitment is due to circumstances. In school, we say that people become your friends due to their circumstance because they are your classmates.
Amen.
But after school, you realize that you have nothing to do with them.
And the
third type of commitment is a non-situational type of commitment.
It
doesn't depend on any circumstances. There may be hurts. There may be difficulties. There will be times of hunger. Hunger doesn't take you away. Your beloved may leave you. But you don't say, because of that, I've left God and I've left church. Things may not go the way you want. But God is always God. And you must hold on to Him. And be part of the family. And the final one we said is a marital commitment. You don't want to marry somebody who says, I want to marry you for 2 weeks or 1 year. Marriage is forever. So your commitment to Christ and His church must be forever. That this is my church. And you see, there is no human society that is perfect, or human institution that is perfect. So there is no church that is perfect. There is no pastor who is perfect. There is no father who is perfect. Amen.
Amen.
Every day is whatever we go through is a learning curve for us. So you must accept your father and your mother the way they are. And thank God for their lives. And when you are in church,
say, "Wow, sorry."
Thank God for your church.
Sorry.
Thank God for your brothers and sisters. They may not be like people elsewhere, but you don't abandon them. Many years ago, there's a young lady who was my friend. And the mother was uneducated. She didn't look that sophisticated. And she introduced the mother to me as an auntie. And the auntie who, you know, had lived outside was very well dressed and was living in a nice house. It was introduced to me as a mother. She was not proud of her own mother. So you must be glad that your father is your father.
So papa, your papa.
Your mother is your mother.
So mommy, your mommy.
Your church is your church.
What sorry, what sorry.
No shame.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. The trees have been saying that Ebusuan to say quiet. A family is like a forest. When you stand afar, you think that all the trees are together. But when you get close, you see that one tree is here, another tree is here, another tree is here, and there's a lot of differences.
And
when you get to church, sometimes you can say, hey, that church on TV, that church here, oh, that church over there. But when you get in there, then you say, oh, where I'm coming from, I'm blessed.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
So as you are here, you are blessed. You have a good pastor with good teachings in the house.
Ah, what's on your papa?
Some of you are not happy. No, I'm not happy.
May
God open your eyes so you can see and know the good things you have. You see, there are many people, they never realize that their father was a good father, their mother was a good mother, till they pass. They say, oh, I didn't know my father was that good. I didn't know my mother was that good.
Amen.
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 So today, I want to share with you how now you can become a devoted member of the church. I can see that there are people who are devoted to some things. Some are very devoted to their phones. The moment they step out, they realize that their phone is not there. Halfway, they will come back.
There are people,
the first thing they touch when they wake up is their phone. The last thing they look at is their phone. Even when they are conversing, they are eating on their phone.
So did you cramp up their phone?
So they are cooking their phone. They hear prrr. So even when they are asleep, the moment they hear prrr, they are asking their
phone.
Watch, why?
The phone, sorry.
So they are devoted, or what we call, they are addicted. Addiction means something you cannot do without. And one, for me, your main addiction must be God. That you cannot do without God. You cannot do without the things of God. Amen. You cannot do without this church.
Amen. I said, I tell you, who shame a young and then Yankupon assembling Yankupon answering. If you say, won't mean to know Yasima, Yankupon and Kang. Amen.
Amen. So to be, you have to be an addicted member of the church.
So
the early disciples were devoted to four things. Four things that they did that made them to become addicted to the church.
Amen.
Amen. And the first one is the apostles' doctrine. They were devoted to apostles' doctrine. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Let's read Acts chapter 2, verse number 42.
Bible
says that, let's read together. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. There are four things they were committed to, which is all here. Number one, apostles' doctrine. Number two, fellowship. Number three, breaking of bread. And number four, in what? Prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. So we're going to look at these four things. Yeah? Very good. Now, New Living Translation says, and all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' what? Teaching. So say teaching. And into fellowship and to sharing in meals. Include the Lord's Supper and to prayer. Message version. Okay. And because of that one, a deep sense of awe came over all of them, and the apostles performed many miracles, miraculous signs and what? Wonder. So when these four things happen in the church, many miracles happen.
Amen.
And they committed themselves, message version, to the teaching of the apostles. The life together, that is fellowship, life together. The common meal and the prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Another version. Change the version. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, breaking of bread, and to prayers. Okay, that's
Amen.
About the same thing. Amplified. Okay. They spent their time in learning from what? Learning from who? The apostles. Not from the, they were not learning from the Pharisees. And the Sadducees and the scribes. They also have the word, though. They also were, at that time, they were teaching the word, but they didn't devote themselves to the teaching of the apostles, of the Sadducees, or the Pharisees, or the scribes, but to the what? To the teachings of the apostles, taking part in the fellowship and sharing in the fellowship meals. Sharing what? In the fellowship meals and the prayers.
Amen.
Amplified. They steadfastly persevered, devoting themselves constantly to the instruction
Amen.
And fellowship of the apostles
Amen.
And to the breaking of bread, including the Lord's Supper and prayers. So let's hold it here.
Amen. They persevered. Esuafoɔ no nkyerɛkyerɛ mu na ɔmosan ka ɔmo ho bɔ mu ma ɛna ɔmosan de ɔmo hyɛ mpaebɔ mu nti saa nneɛma nan yɛ nneɛma a Kristofoɔ ɔmo hyɛ aseɛ no ɔmo yɛɛyɛ sɛ na ɔmobɛtumi tenten mu nyame mu amen.
Now the apostle is called a sent one. The
apostle, obi apostle, obi a yasuma no,
apostolos sent. They were the ones who the Lord has sent them. Now you're always sent with a message.
Yes, sumawa, you are sent with any other sumawa.
Amen.
Amen.
So when God call, you see, like when I call you, for instance, when I call, where's Bridget?
Ofrewa.
Where's Bridget?
Ofrewa, Bridget.
Okay, she's not here. Okay. Or when I say Kwao, who is Kwao? You know. Ask her, okay, yeah, I meant this thing. Okay, so I said, Minister Cephas, you know. So when I say Minister Cephas, once I've mentioned his name, is that right? Yeah. And then I send him with a message.
So my friend, is that right?
Yeah. That lay hands on the two people by your side.
You know?
So your duty, your call is to lay hands on the two of them. Is that right?
Okay.
Then when I say Junior Kwao, come, what I mean, and then say bring the camera and do this, it means that what? I've also given him an assignment.
Amen.
All within the church setting.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And what I mentioned Reverend Sophie, I need, can you get me tissue? So what is it? Her duty is what? Tissue. Good.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless
you. Amen.
So every church, the Bible said they continue in the apostle doctrine, in the teaching of the apostles, not the teaching of the Pharisees. So every church has their apostles, that's the sent one, with a defined vision and teachings meant for the congregation.
Amen. Which
means that every church has an emphasis.
The
church is the body of Christ. The Bible says that we are many members, but one body.
So if you
even look at the hand of fingers, each of the fingers look different.
Amen. Amen.
Our toes are different, and every one of them, if you want to look at the bones have been framed in such a way, you know, to support certain functions.
So
the bones of your thighs, which is called the femur, is different from the bones of your hands called the humerus. The bone density here is a lot high to be able to support the upper body.
Amen.
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 You know, compared to the bones of your hand, you know, the upper hand called the humerus. Is that right? And the bones of the tibia and fibula. Yeah. Is different from other bones. Are you getting me?
Amen.
In your head, the bones called the skull. This one, you know, with some spaces there, you know, some holes, and they are strong enough to be able to take hold to cover your brains. That's why, so you can fall down and your brain doesn't splash out. The white matter and the gray matter in your brain, they don't come out because of that. So what I'm trying to say is that every church has been framed to play a particular role.
Amen.
In the body of Christ. So when you are in your church, you don't compare your church to another church, because the mission and the vision of the church is different. But
Amen.
All of us together form the body of Christ. So
Amen.
You do not expect your pastor's teaching to be like another person's teaching. Are you here with me? Like Bishop Oyedepo, for instance, God commissioned him, go and then, preach the message of faith and set my people free. So his way of preaching is very different from somebody like Archbishop Duncan Williams, whose mission is into prayer. So when you go to the prayer cathedral, you go, it's a prayer cathedral with a man with a golden hand holding his hand this way. Is that right? And every time they'll say, shall we pray? There are churches, their mission of the pastor is for nice family fellowship. So
they were there, good marriage, youth something, and all those, they are teaching them. And then if you take someone like Archbishop Ajinasari, his ministry is about miracles. That is what God called him to do. Recently, I was just talking now. I sent him a message and I said, hey, it looks like you are doing more and more. He said, yeah. He said, that's my passion. That is what God called me to do.
Amen.
So you see that all his resources and things, that is it. And when whilst others are praying for the sick and say, in the name of Jesus, come out, come out. He doesn't do that. The man, he hardly even uses face towel. He just uses ordinary handkerchief. He doesn't even sweat much. When he's there, he says, who are those who want them? You want miracles? They say, in Jesus' name, rise up, walk. Yeah, you want to be healed? Just walk. Just like that. It's like somebody who is working on his computer, typing ASDF column LKJ. And he's there. And the thing is happening with ease. Because that is what the vision. So the people in Perez follow his teaching. The people in action follow Archbishop Dankawulan's teaching. The people in ICGC follow Dr. Optabil's teaching. 20-year plan.
Amen.
This, that. He's teaching and he's there. Very methodical, very teaching oriented. And there are also congregations that challenge. The thing is that they must cast out some spirit.
Amen.
Come on, you come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Dr. Optabil will tell you that when it comes to this prayer for healing and things, yeah, he can pray, you know, by faith for people to be, but that is not his area.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you are getting me.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm trying to say is that when you are in a place, you must eat the food of the house.
Amen.
You must receive the teachings of the house.
Amen.
And you must receive the impartations of the house.
Amen.
And that is what will change you.
Amen.
Every minister has been given spiritual breast milk.
Amen.
He has spiritual breast with milk to take care of their people. Every mother, the moment you give birth, the lactic glands will just release milk and your baby will be sucking. So when God calls a person, he gives him a message for his people and the people must suck. And the more you are sucking, the more the milk is coming.
Amen. Amen. Sine bapa e kanu. Nito fa bomo ne se o se obi bia ye besuma ne bia no ye di asem ye me di asem e se na no nti asem na ye me besu na no no ele ye asem a nipa no e beka nti se o hwe asori bia obi a o ne yakopon e di adua sa osuma phone mu nti obi die ye se obeya won die obi die nyame nsem ka nti o ba asori ha no mu a ye asori no ye me di asem a hye ye papa no nti asem a ye papa beka che ne yakopon asuma ne se on beka nti chodo hu shim na sa die no etumi nya nya so mfaso o asori fia. Amen.
Amen. You see, naturally every home has a staple food.
Joshua obi efie bia
eduane
omun mu eduane a omun di.
And to stay comfortably and committedly to that home, you must like the food there. If you don't like the food in the house, you end up going out.
And
there are people who are Christians who are always eating, instead of eating the food in their spiritual home, every time they are moving around, they are restauranting. Restaurant is not a regular eating place.
Amen.
You must become used to your home food.
So
you see, when even people travel, you realize that they are always looking for their home food. As our brothers and sisters who live in Europe and America, you said they are looking for condo.
Amen.
Yeah, even though it's more expensive there, it's cheaper to eat potatoes over there.
Amen.
But we were not trained with potatoes.
Amen.
We're trained with yam, plantain.
Amen.
It's more expensive. We're trained with eating tuozafi.
Amen.
And then, yeah, you like tuozafi?
Amen.
Yeah. And ademe.
Amen.
And things like that. You see, when you eat it, you see that your soul,
amen,
is satisfied.
Amen.
Have you realized that?
Amen.
Yeah. And when they also come, when the whites and foreigners also come, you will see that now they are also looking for their foreign foods here.
Amen.
Which is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so you must become used to the food that is being given you here.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Eva Simon Ninji Ebiania Edemao Ewo Ufie. nti aduane ade ma ofi hanom che wuma woni agye wo yehwe enuanom mo tu kwan kwam onone a ne bia mo ho mo nom fe aduane e wo hanom o mpese wo di aduane e wo ye fufu banche ni we na ebre won di sans no nyame fie wo nyame asori dem hanom a as aduane a ye papa e chema ye no na che wuma woni agye ho amen.
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. Paul told Timothy, you know, that he, Paul said Timothy was going to bring them into remembrance concerning his Paul's, you know, ways. Let's read together. For this cause I have sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ. So amen. Paul had some ways. Amen.
Amen.
You see, everybody, I had an uncle.
Amen.
Eh? I had a certain uncle. His way, every, when he goes to work, the moment he comes back, he goes to sit by his window and he'll take his club. Eh? Club beer. Yes, that's it. That was his ways. Amen. Waiting for his, some friends to visit him so that they will drink some more of the club. Yeah. Some people, their way is that the moment they wake up, they must pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They wake up, Bible. Some people, they wake up, they must go for jogging.
Amen.
There's a way. And so, in a, when you are in church, there's a way of your apostle.
Amen.
And that is the teachings and encouraging you to do evangelism. Amen. And to become a spiritual father and a spiritual mother by bringing souls into the house of God and following up on them so that you have heavenly crowns.
Amen. Amen. Timothy, Abamo, Abetremo, a quire, or Nam, so no, send a most much me after Sakwan or so. The sounds not a blue hole man, an opera, or surround a part, yeah, a decay or yanese, or back in the Bible, or be on it near or dock into the Sene Yaba, Yamifi, yes, we have a pound, so no, Yamia ask more dear man, and say, or back in Yamia, so much, and let me offer a dear boy, a bra, amen.
And you must be addicted to the teachings of your apostle that God has given you.
Or see, Mawinin, dog, and so near. Amen. Amen.
And if you look at this church, you will see that one of our main emphasis is always knowing God.
Okay,
loving God. Serving God. Doing something for Jesus. Doing more. Going deeper. Amen.
Amen.
And allowing the Holy Spirit to work on your life.
So man yang kupon kwaina. Which means I view Abraham.
Living a Christ-centered life.
So but Abraham need Jesus Christ to the S.
And you must become addicted to the food and being interested in less privileged people. That is why I go to the villages and preach.
It costs us
a lot of money to be able to go to where we went. To go and have the crusade. It's a lot of money. Something you put together, say, even when I was coming, somebody's car picked a pebble and hit my windscreen.
So yes.
It's a cost. But I was telling my colleagues as we're coming, I was telling myself that this cannot be compared to the salvation of souls.
Amen.
That we went to preach to.
Amen.
What is car glass?
Amen.
What is even a whole car?
Amen.
Compared to the salvation. Somebody has said, hey, and as I went on the trip, my car, the screen has broken and all those things. What is the car screen compared to a soul
that is
precious to God?
Amen.
A soul must mean something special to you.
Amen. Won't me fa okra what for Jesus Christ say run na gen kwa en toto no ma e wo wi ase ho ese ka o ka windscreen a wo ko ka asem che obi e bo ye ho. Amen.
So you must become addicted to the teachings of the house.
When you
hear that your pastor is about to preach, you must be very happy.
So what is you
must be happier than when a guest minister comes.
Yes. If you
are going to give me some of our local food, I think I will like it far better than you are going to give me potatoes.
So, mommy, you hand me the
potatoes. Sometimes the way they will prepare it and all those things, but the food that they try menu for in Fruma with.
said, "You need to carry food, man."
I mean, it is.
Who said? Said you are not. Who the biya was we need you?
The kinky.
Who should dock no?
With the fish.
Who should dock no? Ina inchina muna.
Grilled fish.
Inchina maya ya
tutu. And they've chopped the tomatoes and onions.
Sitolo. You try.
And there's a avocado pear by the side.
Paya atun chain.
And for a fancy man, there's some gravy on the, also chalking it.
Say yeah, for ya kakrebi edi ashamu. So yeah, fancy
man. Oh man, or some banku and fetre.
So she banku ni fetre de tia.
When you cut it like from here to here so, and backwards, it's marvelous compared so, to going to eat some strange something.
So I could eat Chinese.
So you must like the food. Can I have an amen?
Amen. Yeah.
You see, when you are not addicted to the teachings of the house, you are going to be here for a short time.
So, do can
I'll show you a scripture in John chapter 6, verse 66 and 67. John chapter 6, verse 66 and 67. You know, Jesus came primarily to preach the word of God.
Preaching, teaching, healing,
and to save us.
So,
preaching, teaching, and healing. So it's a PTH.
PTH.
He came to preach, to teach, and to heal.
So,
and the end result is our salvation. Amen.
Okay.
Now, Jesus fed over the 5,000. After feeding these people, and then later he preached a message. He said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you are none of me." And the people were not happy at all.
Bible
says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. So you could see that they were walking with him just because of the food. Stomach direction. You should not be in this church because of stomach direction. There are people who respect other people in the church because of the money they give them better than their pastorates.
You know.
And everything because this person will give me this person will give me that. So their life is tied to the material things.
So yeah,
and so the Bible says they went. And Jesus then said to the 12, "Will you also go away?" And then look at the response of the 12. Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go?
Peter,
you have the words of eternal life." Amen.
Amen.
That means that we are here because of the word of God. We are addicted to the food, spiritual food you are giving to us. We are not looking anywhere else. Thank God for whatever anybody can give us. But we are not moving away from the faith. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
You are not moving away from the faith. Listen to me. Choose God over a guy who is going to take you away from God. But who will give you the whole world. He will buy you Lexus. He will buy you Lamborghini. Buy you all kinds of things. Buy you a house at Trasaco, Airport Hills, and all those kind of things. And yet this guy will not go to church. Mm. And so he loves God. He watches church services on television. Television. He said television watches. For him, he doesn't like the church something, you know. But so he watches online. He watches, you know. But you know, he has a bar. Smirnoff is there. Is there?
Adonko.
Club is there.
Amen.
Where somebody mentioned Adonko, where is there? All those kind of things. Amen. Listen to me. If you're a Christian, you must be a Christian.
Amen.
How long will you hold between two opinions?
Amen.
You must define yourself.
Amen.
And you know that guy is not a serious Christian.
Between
you and that guy and God, you know it. But for the sake of the material things, the enjoyment, there's radinam.
Amen.
You have closed your eyes to it.
Amen.
But it will come back to you again.
Yes.
Oh, you pay for it.
Amen.
So Peter's response was that, you know, you have the words of eternal life.
Yes, we said Peter must say, "Na must move them walk on us." There be any young one. If you say, "Oh, now
amen. So a truly devoted person is maritally committed and is always around, irrespective of any challenges. So he said, "Look, yes, people have left. Maybe the food may not be coming, but I'm still here, devoted to you."
Do you know
that they said a lot of things about Jesus? They said he was a glutton. They said he was not observing the word of God. They said he was at all bad things. They said Paul, they said very horrible things about Paul. So if you, when you come to church, if you are going to be listening to what people say, bad report, you will never become stable in the house of God. The truth is that Satan is after your faith. And the first thing Satan wants to do is to deceive you. You see, when the snake entered the garden, there was peace in Eden. Eden means God's presence. Eden means God's presence. And Satan will want to take you away from God's presence. And all he did, he couldn't succeed. He used to be in God's presence and he was demoted. So there are times that some people probably used to have some favors, but they lost their favor. And so they want to draw you away from you, the favor that you have. There are some married women whose marriages are not good. They are angry with their husbands. And so when they see that you are nicely married, they also want to say things and do things so that you too, you move away from them so that you are same scale. You have a company. Company of complaining wives.
Amen.
You want to have company, Charlie, we are all in the same thing. All of our husbands are not good. All of us, our beloveds are not good. All of us, others are not good. No. And the same way they want to pull you away from the church. Adam and Eve, Bible said they were enjoying the presence of God till Satan, the snake, entered the garden and spoke. Released what we call the serpent seed. Mm-hmm. Ever since the serpent seed was released, and Eve accepted it and disobeyed God and allowed the husband to join, they were driven away from the garden. So we have been driven away from God's presence. After that one, God came and said, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard your voice and I was afraid." Meanwhile, every morning they used to have fellowship. Every morning they used to chat. So you know what? When people come to church, he said, "I'm afraid." Or they start hiding themselves. When you feel like hiding yourself, Satan is visiting you.
I'm telling you,
when you used to be excited, listen, if you have a beloved, nice guy, you are working. Guys, I'm giving you a free tip. The girl is hiding. The boy you've been sending messages to, now you send, he doesn't mind you. He doesn't respond quickly. He is hiding from you. Another voice has been speaking to him.
Amen.
To run away from you. You must be wise. Another voice is speaking. Yeah, previously you said no. Chat, chu. You see, it is a swift one. Remote control. Swift something. This time.
Sana 3 days and sana respond.
Then they say, "I was busy." I was busy. No. The love they go down.
Who say odo no esote. Nti obi akan no ohu an no sri, they say ohu an sri no. Who say odo ma o no eso ete.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So anytime you feel like hiding.
Who say the bia be say odo ho ta.
E wa so you start hiding. Oh, and the excitement in your heart.
Say ni jana e wo mu kan e wo mu no.
For the Bible. For prayer. For the church,
it's
going down. It means that Satan has entered your garden and is in the process of driving you away from God. Listen, if I'm your pastor, you should be happy to see me. I am very happy to see my pastor.
Amen.
I'm happy to see my man of God.
Amen.
Anytime I am so excited.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so excited that when they say something to me, are you here with me? Sometimes just then they send me a message. How are you? How's your family? And they mention it is so nice. Amen. So nice. Not hiding. When you see them, you rather even want to get close to them.
Amen.
But anytime now you feel like hiding away from your man of God, and there's some thoughts that have come into your mind, that man is not good enough. This person, then you must know that Satan is trying to drive you away. Amen. Not just from them, but from the presence of God to destroy your life. He's after your faith. And remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith comes by the word of God. And your man of God is going to speak in the word of God to you. So if you don't have faith and confidence in him, then his preaching will be nothing to you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
If you don't trust the teacher, how can you accept his teaching?
Amen.
So you must like your teacher. If you are afraid of somebody, how can you eat the person's food? Yeah. If you are afraid of me, how can you eat my food? You'll be afraid.
What
have I put inside the food?
And
if I'm also afraid of you, don't think I will come
and...
No.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
So Satan always wants to drive us away from the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why you must make sure that you are eating the food of your man of God.
Listen
to the messages. You must be happy to see him. You must have his picture. On your phone. If it's a printed one, you must have check out and say, this is my pastor.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Read my books. Many of you are in the church. You have not read my books. I have people. You see, I was given a short time when we went for the pastor's meeting. The crusade. I spoke in a pastor's conference. The following day, an apostle met me. One of the very renowned denomination. He said, I'm expecting a book out of what you shared.
He told me,
I've been sharing many things with you. You don't expect anything. You are just there. It's like business as usual.
Sometimes
I have pastors meet. When I'm sharing, somebody say, please. This thing, send it to me. I am going to teach it in my church. This is going to be for my next conference.
Amen.
You don't share it with anybody. Meanwhile, apostles and bishops are taking the thing and sharing it with others.
Amen.
You don't share. Who did you share? Last week's message, who did you share it with? Tell somebody, share more.
No matter how many bad things
people say about your mother, you accuse her of this. It can't be you say your mother is a witch, but you say like her food.
Amen.
And you eat her food.
So, listen,
as for accusation, let me tell you. You will always hear of anywhere you are, bad things that will be said.
Yes, maybe I'll be copying. Bad things that will be said about your pastor.
By people inside.
Outside. In seminal.
One time, there was a guy who used to work at Barclays Bank, now Absa. And he was telling me, he said, I went to meet some people. Every time they're saying something bad about the place, that you are young, but you must leave. But year after year, they are there.
Amen.
They have not left.
Amen.
So I'm wondering why they have not left. Amen. And they want me to leave.
Amen.
And they're always polluting my mind.
Amen.
They want to drive you away from your garden.
Amen.
So listen to the messages.
Watch
the videos. And you haven't listened to a message until you listen to it at least 7 times. So
the
Bible says that they persevered. Are you getting me? Put that scripture there. The message version, they persevere. You must persevere to listen to the word of God. I like that word, the word persevere. They committed themselves. They persevere. Tell somebody, persevere. That means that sometimes you slept late, but try and force and rise up and come.
Persevere.
Good news. Try the good news translation. See. NLT. They spent their time learning from the apostles. So, have you been learning from us?
Amen.
Yes, you are learning from us. Learning from us. When you say come for prayer, you won't pray.
Come early to church, you won't come.
Number two, they took part in fellowship. Fellowship means fellows in the same ship. Fellowship. Amen. Fellow, when you break it, fellows in the same ship. They steadfastly persevere, devoting themselves constantly. Have you seen it? Constantly to the instruction and to fellowship of the apostles. Now, your fellowship is the group you belong to. So, apart from the teachings, one of the things that will help you to become devoted is fellowship. Which we call spiritual cement or church cement. Do you have a book in your hand? And a pen? Does your book hug you? Does your book say, I love you? Does your book say that? But when you are in a group,
in a choir here,
these two people, as they are there, they can be making exchanges. And then they can hug each other. So when you meet each other, like the lady can hug each other. Get up and hug. Hug each other. Why? Is it nice? It's nice. Amen. So you see, fellowship makes you feel some warmth.
Amen.
It makes you feel love. So when you come to church, you must be part of a fellowship. Fellowship, so after believing, you believe to belong. You must have a team. Those who like football, they have got their teams.
Football.
Some people are Real Madrid.
If you are Real Madrid for
Hearts of Folk.
Some people, Man U.
And you see, they like their team to the extent that they bet.
Betway.com.
Yes. Betting over players. Yesterday, when we were coming and we made a little stop, you know, the vision said a lot of young people over there and were watching Chelsea against Arsenal.
Arsenal has scored
2 at that time.
And the people were there
and they wanted Chelsea to score some more. Because we are Chelsea supporters, and I saw on the television screen mybetway.com. Some people, it is the money that they want. They are addicted.
So I saw a fellowship of people who were interested in football.
Eh?
If you don't have a team you belong to in the church, you may not stay.
The church may not.
You see, everywhere you go to, something can draw you to the place. But if you go there and you don't have friends, you don't have colleagues, people you work with, a certain fraternity, yeah, it will not help you to stay. You just feel like, when you go to a place where you don't feel loved, you don't feel like, you don't feel belong. You know, that time you get in the midst of some people and then they make themselves, you know, some way. So who are you? What are you there? When it's like that, you don't flow. And because you think you don't belong to them, you exit that place.
Amen.
So for you to stay in the church, one of the things that will help you to become a devoted member of the church is to become a devoted member of a group in the church.
Amen. Sister, we need to mama waiting team. I sorry for you. Sister, who do home base a cool beer? I want a sorry name. Sister, for instance, what could be beer? Who name? Obi a wohol. What call my own? Sister, Obi a kikum. Obi a fiwa. Yes, Anna. Usunsum cry brass. Emma open. Tell us about Fisa. A hall mono. Say, oh, baby, oh, don't qua, oh, don't want someone. You want to be among you, I can't be so because we are don't say, cool. Amen.
In Psalm 122, the psalmist said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go. I was glad when they said to me, what? Psalm
112,
look at it. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of them. When they, say it again. So here, you realize that. David had a group called they.
Who said David? No one called for a canoe.
And so it's the they that encouraged him to go to the house of the Lord.
So
which group do you have called they who encourage you and call you to the house of God?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not bearers. You must call yourself. Saturday you have made, you are praying, even if you can't be here on Zoom and things like that, and you are calling yourself Sunday morning, when you wake up, you call 3:30, 4 o'clock, you start calling yourselves, you are a they, the Amen. They, you are calling your members in the they community.
Amen. Say, oh, sorry, no, pa. Amen.
Amen. So your they is your choir. This is a they.
There's
a they here. My protocol. Amen.
Amen.
They, ministers. They, deacons. They, ushers. They,
media.
Media. They, offering receivers. Have you said offering receivers are always sitting together? You are a they.
Amen.
So you must encourage each other. Then somebody doesn't come to church, say, why didn't you come there? You must go and blast the person. You are supposed to be in the church. Why didn't you come?
And
you say, I want to do manicure and pedicure. You say, we don't do manicure and pedicure. Sunday morning is not when you are working. Is that right? You are not an emergency worker. It is nurses, doctors, and
lab tech.
Yeah, I mean, maybe something related to, you know, medicine or something. Maybe if you work with electricity company, that you are supposed to, those emergency workers. But if you're not an emergency worker and a job has come,
Amen.
You say, hey, money they come, oh, and then you are leaving. No. Sunday morning, Sunday is for church. Sunday is for what?
Church.
No washing on Sunday mornings. You don't go anywhere. Listen, even when you are invited somewhere, go after the service. You say, I will come. It is after you have fellowship in your house, eating from your house. And listen to me, when they invite you somewhere, especially for parties, eat first. Because sometimes the food gets delayed. So that the party is just for some fellowship and fraternizing. Don't take your stomach there. When you go and heap, because you are so hungry, you go and heap your food like that. And as you are carrying, Manta Fajato.
Amen.
And then people are looking at you. Why? Why do you want to reduce yourself and disgrace yourself that way?
Amen. There,
it should not be a heap.
Can I have an amen? Yes. So,
and there are some occasions when they invite your son. There's no preaching, there's no whatever. So make sure that you have come to your house, the house of God, where you belong to. You have eaten first.
Amen.
So whatever you get there is only a top up.
Amen.
For the week.
Say, God, my friend, share brand, share movie. Say, share mono. Yami asemu niho. Into brand. Yami asemu. Yami fear. Because see, I don't know thing. Yami asemu. So I call. So we call na one minute that.
So everybody must belong to a group in the church.
To be a wo hebi. So don't hold on. Ekuo. Sorry, ha.
Every part of the body, every part belongs to something. The cells, they come together to form, you know, tissues. The tissues come together to form organs, and the various organs together come together to form what? The bodies. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yeah. So you must belong to something. And tissues, they vary in their functions.
Amen. Eh? Yeah.
So the question is, who are your company? Who are those who encourage you to come to church? Who are your spiritual associates? Yeah, you must have spiritual associates.
People
who are spiritual. I'm going to show you something. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13 and 11. Miss Kanga, how are you? Good. It says, when you come, bring the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus. Also the books, especially the parchments. So Paul was asking for his books. Is that right?
Good.
But the books is talking about the messages. But when you jump to the verse number 11, he says, Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he's very helpful to me for what? The ministry. So what
Amen.
He was trying to say is that it's not good enough just to get the messages,
Amen.
Just to get the books,
Amen.
But I also need a company.
Amen. Now Paul catch and say, "Se si ameni look na na oba ton safre Mark no run sombra." If I just say you all are saying yankro for me kind of no machine in crying.
Amen. So it means that you come to church. You see, the pastor's message or pastor's ministry will draw you and you come and receive the preaching. But for you to stay in the church, you need church cement. You need other people. You need the John Marx. You need the Luke. Luke was with him. Luke was the one writing. That's why I say Luke alone is with me. But I need some more. Get Mark. So it means that much as Paul was a great apostle, he needed people around him.
Amen.
Even Jesus said, could you not pray with me for 1 hour?
Amen.
So at a certain stage, Jesus, that's why Jesus came, when he came, he didn't do the work all by himself. He had 12 apostles,
Amen.
And he had other people who supported him.
Amen.
Eh? Joanna, Susanna, and Co., who were also given to Jesus' ministry. Jesus could have said, I'm the Son of God. Father, let dollars flow. Father, let this flow. But there were women in the church,
Amen.
Like yourself, who should be supporting,
Amen.
Who were part of his company.
Amen.
So you must be part of the company.
Amen.
And those are your friends. So what I'm trying to say is that you can come to church and are receiving the preaching, but if you don't have friends, you don't belong to groups. That's why we had groups. That's why in the church we form different singing groups.
Amen.
What are some of the singing groups? Living Voices, Glorious what? Harmonics and what? Springs Melodies. You see, so that the one you fit in, you join. Not
Amen.
Everybody may be able to join the Living Voices,
Amen.
But you can join the Glorious Harmonics, where they will be singing Nyawaye chorus song.
Amami,
Miwaye, da 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 da, Nyawaye. Amami, Miwaye, da 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 da, Nyawaye, Mami, Nyawaye. Amami, Miwaye, da 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 da, Nyawaye. Amami. Then we have the Levites.
Amen.
Amen.
which they have gone under the water.
Amen.
All male group. So because some people say, me, I don't want to go and have singing with any women. Oh, so I want just a men's group. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Different them. And so it's good to join a group. Join a group.
Ekuo, I say some no e me mo aba asori. Na wa ba asori wa tin yami asem no cho do ho hye ekuo mu. Se ekuo na ma otumi tintim e wo asori nim.
People who don't have groups in the church, they don't last.
Some mo ni ekuo, omo ni ekuo mu asori.
Those who don't have friends.
Omo mo ni na ko asori no, omo nche e wo asori nim.
Amen.
Cho nya na fo asori nim.
These two people, they are friends. Every time you say they come together, church, you must have friends.
So ba asori tin yami fo, I won never ba asori.
And you must bring in so many of your friends that when you come, you see that this is your friend's corner.
When
you come, you and your buddies, you have your own language, you have your own way of dressing and everything. In any case, next week Sunday, we are having 20 dresses. Everybody get a friend where you are going to dress the same.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. I have to get one friend who dress like me. I'll dress like the person, the two of you. Shall we dress the same way? Yes, okay, after service.
So,
yes, it's nice. You come and then you have your friend that dress the same way. Your top is the same, your whatever. Plan something out. It makes life interesting. Amen. Where are my twins? Have you seen? Like, come and stand there. Come and stand there. Wow. Go and stand on the stage. Let them see you. It's allowed. Come and stand here closer so that they can see you properly. Get close. Have you seen this thing? Isn't it nice? The shirt, the tie, the you must have a clothing line. Oh.
Yeah.
Then they just add one or two things which bring about a differential.
Amen.
Yeah. So how are you able to go, no, this is for me and this is for this one? No. You know it. You don't wear each other's dress. You don't enter at all. You know your own. So you know his own, you know his own. Okay. Have you seen even their beard? Charlie, next week, if you are going to dress like me, you have to have beard. Clap for them.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't have friends, you won't last. And if your best friends or your type group is outside the church, you end up going outside. And also, if your friends are not spiritually zealous, you have friends, but they are not spiritually zealous, eventually they will leave the church and they will come along and say, Charlie, me, I'm on my way out to me. I don't see the way they say things. It's like, before I realize, that friend has drawn you because the person is not entrenched, the person is not committed, the person doesn't read the Bible, the person is not, there are people come to church just like that. The whole week they don't read the Bible. How can you be a Christian? How can you relate with somebody you say you love? You claim you love, and yet you never call the person. You never text the person. You never mind the person. The person calls you. You don't respond to the call. What kind of person are you? If you're a Christian, you must talk to God every day.
Amen.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
Amen.
Amen. Read his word to know what he likes. You see, if you want to have a stable relationship with somebody, study the person.
Amen.
Know what the person likes.
Amen.
That's all. That's the key.
So,
know what the person likes. And do it.
Amen.
Acts 21:8-9. Tell your friend, beware of your associations.
Yeah.
Listen, if you walk, you see, somebody almost put me in a big trap. Even as a pastor, I've told you before. I found myself with somebody at that time who was supposed to be an in-law, married in my wife's family. The day that
we got customary married.
Right
after, he was working with a big bank. He said, let us go and chase girls. I've never done that in my life before. What a temptation. Even when I was an unbeliever, by the grace of God, I never went chasing any girls. Now that I've become a believer, and now that I've become a pastor, and now that I've now have even become married, on the day I have married, Satan entered into somebody close. Are you hearing me? So there are people who can be very close, but Satan has entered them to destroy them.
There
are many people who have fornication, and then it's like they have eaten palm nut soup and they're pasted. And then wash your mouth with Listerine or Listerine. And
say,
like, nothing. I said, the palm nut soup is in your stomach. And God has seen it. And I had to be firm. I said, what do you mean? From the person. Association. Are you here with me? I was in a hotel in Abuja. We had a wonderful conference. Yeah. Polenice had a conference. I went to Archbishop. We had powerful time prayer ministration. In the evening, I was out. I sat out there trying to get some food to eat. And here comes this girl. I was sitting alone, watching. I'm talking about the alone. So say alone. Then this girl comes.
Sir,
I can give you massage.
I can give you massage. Let me.
I want to give a massage. Papa, the moment she said that, my antenna was out. I said, no.
You can say, Debbie,
no, get out.
I said, friend, you call.
And then I got up.
I'm sorry.
You don't sit down for her to persist. Because you don't know what else she's going to use. And she can also all of a sudden create a scene. Hey, bring me my money, bring me my or something. So I just got up and took telephone and called mommy. I said, mommy, look at some nonsense somebody is trying to say that. I was what? Defending. I was trying to protect myself. I reported myself to my wife and my family that I am far away and temptation is at my doorstep. Oh, he started laughing at me. But I made sure that I had gotten into the right association and right company. Many of us will fall because in the midst of the temptation, we still stay there and we don't move into the right company.
Amen.
If you are a married person and somebody is sending you messages, flirting with you in the night, and so what are you doing? They say, married man, what are you doing in the night at that time? Talking to a girl, talking to another woman, what are you doing? You think you are joking. Joke before you realize you are in a big dark pit or hot soup.
Amen.
Protect yourself by being in the midst of godly association.
Amen. Let me say, but who by himself, who don't want to Ekua, a yet yame ekuomo. The blue horn must all chong quang, echo sin tena, hona, or town funing a quang, a best washer. Now, when to mean Tintim was answering any more, or to mina or so, a do soon kunim. Tibomodia said, be an obacia bang, yame. Now, could bring a mea, San Samuel, and to me, and Barbara. Amen.
Do that, King James, for me first. King James. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company. Paul was what? An apostle. Why do you think Paul's company will be prostitutes?
No.
Fornicators?
No.
Thieves? No. What do you think Paul's company will be? Fellow apostles and what? Preachers. People are serious with God. They departed and came unto Caesarea. And we entered the house of Philip who? The evangelist. Philip who? The evangelist. So they entered the house of who? An evangelist. Philip used to be a deacon. A deacon promoted to be an evangelist. Which was one of the seven. One of who? The seven. The first seven deacons. And abode with him. In verse 9. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did what? Prophesy.
Amen.
So Paul was in the midst of what? Preachers, evangelists, and virgins.
Amen.
You must be in the midst of what? Virgins. In the midst of what? Virgins. In the midst of what? Virgins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If your friend is there and say, Charlie,
Friday, I went to sleep with Akwesi Jones. How was it?
Hey, let's sing.
When we meet at church, you come and tell me, eh?
But sorry, I will catch
you. That's a bad company.
No, sir, no, you papa.
That's a bad company. When you go and say, I went to sleep with a person, what?
So called, you could die. No, come back and say, ah.
Your company is bad.
Amen.
Amen. But if you did it,
so yes, sir.
Yeah, the old is past. From today, you are a new person.
If you never call, oh yeah, oh wow,
amen.
Amen.
You need friends. That's what you need friends.
So
here now, I'm talking about being solid in the church. Oh,
because I send your bet me tintim on yamimu. Why are they omu?
My friends are all Christians and serious Christians.
We now phone now here a Christopher. Ah,
why? Because nobody knows it all. And Bible says iron sharpened iron. So you need somebody to be sharpening you. You must have friends that you share your quiet time with. Yeah, when we're growing up, me and Reverend Nana Kofi and Co. we start the book of Ephesians. I quote till somebody can start.
Yes.
Some of you, what your discussion is on Netflix. And your friends are, you have male friends, and all your male friends do is that they stand and then as girls are passing, they are talking about the size of their buttocks.
Remember,
size of their buttocks. How does it help you? And then when people are getting married, then they talk about how they kiss, how they didn't know how to kiss, and how they kiss. What has that got to do with you? You are becoming carnal. Your friendship is not a good friendship. Amen. If you're a Christian, you must be a strong Christian.
So you're a Christian, yeah. Oh yeah, Christian, yeah.
Let me tell you, heaven is real and hell is real.
Can you
if you misbehave and you die, you go to hell. Because the Bible says that fornicators and thieves and co will not enter the kingdom of God. Take it from me, fornicators. It's in the Bible. So let us not come to church as a cosmetic thing. Oh no, my God, sorry. And my God, sorry. And my boy tongue, shalababa, shalababa. We do shalababa. You are going to hell. It must be your Christianity must be reflected in your everyday life.
I see Christ is so much a dead you are. I say, can you say a swore honor or bonsem yem swore ho?
Great change since I met the Lord. We must see a difference in your life. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
What senior elder, when he got born again, he had a number. He had to find a way of dealing with that thing. He had a bar,
amen,
in his house. Now he had to discard. He realized, you see, there are times you didn't know in the days of ignorance. But when you get to know and you say you are a Christian, you must stop it. One leg in the church, one leg. Listen, the paramount chief of the area we went to, he stood on the stage and said he has come to know Christ. And he said now, he doesn't let the fetish priests and go come and do their thing when there's a festival, come and do that. He said, let God be God. And he said the people, and things. The man had now become a preacher.
Amen.
He had taken a stand. Most chiefs, because of their chieftaincy, they will not stand for Christ.
Amen.
Even though they have accepted Christ, it is in the corner. It is a hiding Christ.
Amen.
But this man publicized his faith in the Lord.
Amen.
To the extent that he even wanted to bow to the man of God, so thank you, and wanted to even kneel. So no, you can't do that in public and things like that. And he heard the microphone. He said, if fine protocol permitted it, you will even be rolling on the ground over there.
Amen.
How many of us, even at your level, at our level, how many of us are ready to roll on the ground like that? Amen. We have importance ourselves and become very contentious.
Contentious.
The Lord have mercy on us.
You may also. You may have a cocoa can, you may have someone watching him on us way on him poor or hold mono. A baby, big you make us say, but for Jesus Christ to say, run the crowd and crown out. Who said, I want your fashion crown and say, oh, my, I was some follow and my young among Yankuma Dino Hobium. And I'm sir, Jesus Christ to young, you'll be out of some bomber. Amen.
I want to show you how you become a very, very, very
devoted person. Matthew chapter 2, 45. Matthew chapter 2, 43 to 45. My dear, next time when you come to church, bring a Bible, okay? And a notebook, okay? You're going to be a Bible scholar, okay? You're a beautiful girl, okay?
Amen.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 to 45. Okay, let's read it. It says, this is referring to when unclean spirits are driven out. Let's read together. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Then he said, I'll return to my house from whence I came. So you see, your house, you are the temple of that foul spirit.
So
he sees you as your house. When you drive out a tenant, you don't let the tenant come again. All demons who are tenants in you, today we banish them from your life.
Amen.
May they never enter your house.
Amen.
May shame never enter your house.
Amen.
May poverty never enter your house.
Amen.
May premature death never enter your house.
Amen.
May sicknesses never enter your house.
Amen.
May every program of darkness from your father's house and mother's house, may they never enter your house again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I will return to my house. And when he comes, he finds it empty. Swept and garnished. Listen, when they pray for you, is that right? You have to fill yourself with the word of God. There's a saying that air occupies space. If you don't fill yourself with the Holy Spirit and with the word of God, demons will come and fill you up.
Amen.
You can be in church, but you are filled with demons. 45. Let's read together. Then he goes out. Read it. 1, 2. He goes out, takes with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. They enter in where? And dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Amen.
So you see that when the places, they're empty. You see, the man went there. The demon was there. He was sacked. When he was sacked, this time for them to possess the place, he goes to call, he looks for who? 7 other spirits stronger than him. Eh? Fellowship. Is that right? Stronger, he wants a stronger company to go and invade the place. I hope you are getting me.
Amen.
Yes, like when you go, you are fighting with somebody and they beat you, right? Then you go for your friends, not friends who are weaker than you. Don't go for friends who are weaker than you. You go for friends who are what? Stronger than you to go into the place.
Amen.
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 And I'm going to show you something in the same way, too. Are you here with me? If you want to, do you want to be a strong Christian? The reason why you have not been able to stop certain things is because all your friends are doing the same thing.
And I'm saying, no,
and because they are doing the same thing, there's no strength. You don't have a company that fights that thing. So wisdom says you must go for friends who are more spiritual than you. 7 friends who are more spiritual.
Amen.
7 friends who love God more.
Amen.
7 friends who know the word of God more.
Amen.
7 friends who like giving. So if you don't like giving, look for friends who like giving. Eh? You see, the East Legon Club, East Legon, I think they have a fitness club. Eh? They have friends who have money, who like giving. There are people who have money, but they don't like giving. But the people like the Despites and KK Sapons and Co, they have all crews. And when they are giving, you see that all of them, because of the association, all those who are associated, they give.
Amen.
Their association of what? Giving.
Amen.
And there are also people who have a lot of money, but they won't give to anybody. Amen. So if you want to be a giver, then look for people who give
and pick that spirit from them. Amen. Then you become a giver. Yeah. Serving people like giving. Mm-hmm. Serving people, you don't like praying. You don't go and do waiting. Look for serving people like praying and waiting and join yourself unto them. Before mm-hmm. realize you have become a strong prayer warrior. Amen. You don't like evangelizing. Look for serving people who like preaching and sharing the word of God and join yourself with them before I realize you are preaching.
Amen.
Do you know how I ended up becoming a preacher? I didn't know how to preach. They taught us, but I didn't know. But there's this brother who was stronger than me. And won't go for evangelism. And then I'll be listening to him and be preaching. Just like in mentoring. In medicine, they say, your professor does one, two, especially in surgery. He does, then he does with you, and then you do it. Is that right? Good. So I watch him. He was preaching.
No, can you hear me?
Kept preaching.
Okay, yes,
then later I said, Joe, you too.
Okay, Joe, also, yeah.
What do you have to say?
Yeah,
so I also chipped in something to do with him. Then next, before I realized, I became a preacher. I became a main preacher in my secondary school. My headmaster was a German. He'll be standing, a German priest, he'll be standing there, and with confidence, I'll be preaching to them and to the students. Because I joined myself to the right company. When I was in secondary school, I was from one, from two, I was a Christian, but I wasn't strong. So when I got to form three, and then somebody made some statement that this senior, his Christianity is, they were praising me. I knew that one. Me, now I checked myself. And then I remember going to the S2 president to tell him that from now, I want to be your friend. When we get back, I want to be your friend. And then I joined myself to a group. Went to youth evangelism school, joined myself to a group who like praying, who like singing, who like evangelizing. That is why I could walk all the way from Legon Preset to Accra Central as a young person to go and sit by poor people, beggars, to preach. So when you see me do what I'm doing, because I joined myself with people who are doing it.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Amen.
So to move away from girls, some of you, when you see any girl, once you see the buttocks, or you see the breath, you say, hey, you can't stand it. Tend yourself to people who are serious. And you see, get one or two people who you make yourself accountable to.
Amen.
Are you here with me? I make myself accountable to some men of God. That if I'm fooling, grab me and slap me and talk to me. I don't want to go to hell. After I've been used as a sandpaper to polish others, I should be thrown away. No! Me too, I want to go to heaven. You can be used for a good thing and you'll be a good for nothing person. I don't want to be a good for nothing person. And there's so you need people who will guide you and say, no, do this, don't do this. Some years ago, I was going to travel and all those things. Then Archbishop called me and said, no, I think this. He didn't even say, don't go. But the way he was talking, I had to advise myself. Cancel my trip, did everything. Are you here with me? Save me. You must have somebody who will speak into your life.
Amen.
Every Esther must have a Mordecai.
Amen.
You must should be able to have somebody look at you into your face and start. Don't do that. Amen. Don't be foolish.
Amen.
And don't get angry. Amen. You must be glad that the person corrected you.
Amen.
Else your life will get into a total mess.
Amen.
Connect from today. Look for people who are serious Christians.
Amen.
Change your Facebook friends.
Amen.
Those you are flirting with on the Facebook.
Amen.
Thinking that they will marry you. They will just sleep with you. And throw you away like a rubbish something. Are you here with me? Look for God. Be committed to God. Amen. Who are your friends?
Why not now,
what kind of conversation do you engage with them? It will help you. Today I'm a preacher because I joined myself to the preachers.
Amen.
Yeah. All the people that came in, Reverend Andy Austin, Reverend Wally, Reverend Fitzgerald, you know, Odonko, Reverend, all these guys, you can't fool around them. Amen. Spiritually sensitive people.
Amen.
You can't fool around them.
Amen.
You must have friends that you cannot fool around them.
Amen.
But your friends are friends that when you are fooling, they are edging you on. Amen. they're urging you to go to hell. You cannot pass through the church and go to hell. Some people are passing through the church and go to hell. From today, decide that I am not going to hell. I am changing my friends. I am making sure that I am getting 7 people stronger than me. I am getting... Oh! Yeah. That's why my phone, I don't put any password on it. There's nothing to hide. I can give it to you. You can scroll. What am I hiding? Which girl am I talking to? Which girl am I talking to? Which boy? Which Kululu? Which
419? Password be and that's so.
You must be a pure open Christian.
So you're Christian. Tell me, I'm coming with fine MOBA.
Not because of a title. You don't need a title. There are people with titles. There are people with titles. They are doing worse things. Sleeping people's husbands, people's wives, people whatever. It's not a title. Title doesn't save. It's only Jesus.
Yes, Christ na ojenkwa. Se ope cannot say o ho na wona fofo a omo mbo ama hu nyankopon a twe hu fie mo na dwom omo mbo ama we hu nyankopon. E na se kai ru se debu ho ebebu akontan esro ho na obonsem jiem ho. Ti se ne betuma bo ama twe hu fie obonsem jiem no. Fa ho dwom omo a omo nyame asem ahya mo ma obetumi akanya wo ama wo so wapenya me asem. Na wo ho nso a chepo bi a bebu akonta amano nipa obetumi akasa afa abraba wo so abraba wo et ya obetumi atene wo ewo Kristo mu. Amen.
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17. Bible say love the brotherhood. So love the brotherhood. You must have people, you must, some people they don't love people in church. Their friends are outsiders.
I'm sorry for
he said honor all people, love what? The brotherhood. Fear God. Did you see fear God there?
Amen.
You don't fear God. You only come to church after church, then you go and do whatever. What do you mean?
So bad,
you are using God for your funny things.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know that even some people, you must be in a good association. Some people are not even married. Because of their friends.
And I'm saying, I'm not for it's no more worry.
Oh, is that the girl we're working with? I thought you are going to get a man who is 6'5".
Because I'm going to be a also one.
This kapwepwe.
Ah, okay.
Why is it kapwepwe? What has height got to do with the marriage?
Then if
it's a person, not the yes, maybe some physical something, but a tall, broad-chested man who is slapping you, who doesn't give anything, doesn't show you love. Is that what you want? Some of you choose guys based on the your friends, whatever, you know, consent. And the consent of your friends, they are not spiritual consents.
Man,
and you know that the boy that you are chasing is not correct. You the fact that you know it. You went there, you saw that the guy was drinking thought. You saw that the guy was that even as you were chasing you, you were chasing other guys.
He said
he's a girl's chaser.
But
you are chasing the chaser.
Now so did it.
I'm preaching. You don't talk to Christians.
Only Christopher Nkasa.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. I'm showing you something. That's why learn to talk to Christians. That's why after church, I like try to talk to believers. Iron sharpens iron. Amen. He says, then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another. Those who fear the Lord, who? They speak with one another. So if you fear the Lord, if you are a Christian, you must speak to other Christians. So after church, you don't run away. Most of you don't have friends in the church. That's the reason why when you after church, when you are running away, run away where? Hang around. Make some friends. Talk to them. Those who fear the Lord. Those who fear the Lord. They speak to one another. And the Lord listened and heard them. So the Lord is listening to your conversation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is interested in our conversations. For the believers. Tell your friend, keep good friends in the church.
They make sure that you don't quickly exit.
Amen. Amen.
Let's be honest. Are there any people here that once upon a time it crossed your mind that, Charlie, let me leave the church? Has it happened to anybody here? Do I have a witness here?
Oh,
has it ever happened to you that the way they did something, me, I want to leave, or somebody has told me something, so I am contemplating leaving?
Yes.
But you see, because you probably had a good friend. When your friend got to know it, he said, leave church for where? What do you mean? What is it that has happened? So you see that your good friends help you to stay in the church. But if you don't have friends in the church, the moment you decide you are out, and if you also have a bad friend,
so what I'm for bunny,
the moment you say, me, I've planned to leave you already. Oh.
So
let us go. Zion train. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only unspiritual and bad, evil-hearted friends will encourage you to leave.
May
God develop you and may He keep you in the house.
Amen.
Let's quickly do this in 5 minutes. Number three, breaking bread. They continue to breaking bread. So, now, the breaking bread is talking about eating food together. So we say, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Eh? They broke bread. Somebody say, broke bread. That means that they ate together. Someone said eating together. You see, food has a way of keeping people together. When we're going to secondary school, dining time, our time, we had O level and A level, and we all used to sit together. There's a sixth former who is a table head, there's a form five who is a junior table head, and then the others. Now, because of dining, you could now mingle with people from other classes,
Amen.
Get to know them, and flow with them. I hope you're getting me.
Amen.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm preaching. And you see, in compound houses, when people eat together, you see, they are together. Even when they fight, the evening, they must eat the food from one bowl.
Amen.
When you go to places like Singapore and Malaysia after church, oh, it's so nice.
Tables.
And people are sitting, eating be hot. Especially in the evening. People will eat. We finish meeting by 9 something, 10, 11 people are eating, 12 people are eating, 1. People are sitting there eating and chatting, So it brings people together. So the churches there are very strong because number one, what's the first thing? They go to the apostles' teaching. After apostles' teaching, they do what? They are in groups. So the various groups, the choir members, we may go and sit together and eat. The protocol people eat together. Media people eat together. Various group of people, they eat together. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Friends eat together. Beloveds meet together. Paddy, they meet together. And so as they are doing, they are deepening their relationship. So food eating in the church is very important. If you don't eat with church people, you won't stay.
So only sorry for Ndidia on tonight.
You see, if after church we all go to the corner there.
Yeah.
What did they sell there?
Sobolo,
and then
meat pie, samosa,
what? Asana, and gizzard. Oh man, gizzard. And then sausage
rolls,
and then sandwiches. Yes. So you go with your friend, and as you are eating, you buy your sobolo.
No, now for a call. No, to be able to. Sorry.
Your asana,
what asana,
and your gizzard,
what
you are eating, and this is fellowship. Are you getting me? And you are breaking bread, and all helps to put us together. And Acts 2:46, the Bible says that
went from house to house eating their food.
Yeah.
So after church like this, it's good. Maybe to just invite somebody.
Let's
go. Maybe invite 2-3 people. Then go and eat kenke and fish together. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to look at if they're in the area, there's a kokonte seller. After the service, we are going to the kokonte area. Now, you know a place like that, eh?
Yeah. Okay.
Very soon, we'll make sure that we have kenke and fish in the church.
Amen.
Rice in the church.
Amen.
So that after service, you and your friend to go and eat even before you go home.
Amen.
You see, the reason why some people also are in a hurry to go home is that they don't know how to be hungry.
Amen.
So right after, even as I'm preaching, I know some people that say, preacher, finish early and then we are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry.
Amen.
We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry. Pastor, we are hungry. Don't you know we are hungry? This morning I didn't take breakfast. Every time, by the time it's already 8:30, 9, I'm very hungry. And now it's already 10 o'clock and you are still not closed the service. I am hungry. I am hungry. But if you know that right after the service, there's going to be sobolo.
Amen.
There's going to be gizzard.
Amen.
There's going to be spring rolls.
Amen.
And kenke is coming.
Amen.
And kokonte will show up.
Amen.
And omutu will oh.
Then we can say I'm really brave. If you're not confident, I'm saying it's just that sorry I come back again. Then to be a being a doer, you are a poor. What we call more confident. Amen.
Amen. So in John 6, we see that when Jesus fed the people,
is that right?
In the verse 25, they organized ships to go and look for Jesus because of food. They organized ships to go and look for food. Jesus. So you realize that he said, when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? They organized ships. I think from the 24, they organized ships. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is good to have friends.
Amen.
And learn to eat with the friends. Eating helps to cement relationships. Is that right?
Man, say
I didn't know that there are times that when you travel and then people say, let's meet at this restaurant.
Sometimes
you want to talk about ministry or talk about some business and say, let's meet to have a meal. And that is where they talk about business. Yeah. Because and I think it's a very good strategy. Because when you have eaten and you are full, you become very kind. So if you want to get contracts, invite people. That is why when you want to propose,
don't
be a chisel person. Invite the
sister.
Don't propose the first time. That one will catch you.
Man,
just be nice. This week, sister, let's go and eat.
Sister,
I'm inviting you.
Chicken Republic.
Then you just
say,
don't give an impression that you are coming to strike.
Man, yes, sir. Open it now, yes, sir.
Be a nice person. Let there be a nice Christian sister. And nice, and you, the sister, too, you can do it.
Sister,
if you think you like the girl. But the boy, and the boy, he's not showing you something. Just invite him. Have a first meal. Have a second meal. Have a third meal. And after that, you say, what do you think about the Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, so I think you are a nice guy. Yeah, you are a nice guy.
Amen.
And I think I like you as a brother. Pa.
Amen.
Why? There's nothing wrong. If you like somebody,
catch
him. Yeah, I think I like you.
Catch
him. I think I like you. What do? Because see. Sometimes some of the boys today have got POP. Tracy, some of the boys have got POP. And when they look at your square shoulders and you look at your hair, they say, hey, Charlie, engineering. Me too. Me, I am HND. No, listen. The thing is not about paper.
Yeah, paper.
Yeah, thank God for that. It's not about paper.
Amen.
So if you like hair, just be nice with them. The bad or the dangerous aspect is when you have not related with the person or you see the person.
I love you.
Hello, sister. Oh, bro. I think you're a nice boy. I think I like you. What does he know about you?
Mm-hmm.
You must know the person, flow with the person, chat with the person. Know, become interested. Let the person know that you are interested in him or her about their schooling and everything. Eh?
Then go slowly. That's it. Hey, come and give me a high five. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brothers, to propose, you see, it's like shea butter. Oftentimes, it's in a solid state. You don't put the shea butter on your face like that. You put it in your hand and you keep pressing it and you keep rubbing it. As you are rubbing it, it's softening up and softening up and softening up. Then you can use it to rub yourself.
Amen.
So in the same way, to keep rubbing, keep relating,
Amen.
Keep sharing, keep sending messages.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. Has been your week? Is everything okay? Have you eaten? We are going to have lunch today. After service, please take somebody for lunch. It doesn't mean you are going to propose. Or you are going to be proposed to. Are you getting me? But I'm talking about fellowship. And to make it nice, you need to make it nice, just get some other guys with you. Maybe two boys, two girls, or two boys and a sister, or three girls. And let there be nice fraternity in the church.
Amen.
Amen. Let there be nice fraternity. If you propose and the person has said, praise the Lord. If the person also doesn't want it, you still have a brother or a sister in Christ instead of walking alone.
Yeah.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Yeah, you can cook Tom Brown. This man likes Tom Brown. Oh, one day I asked him, he said, why are you late? He said, I was cooking. So I became very interested. So what were you cooking? I thought maybe you were doing some palm roll soup or some granule soup and some coconut or something. Then you know what he said? He said, so I said, what were you cooking that you did? He said, I was cooking Tom Brown. I said, Tom Brown. I almost wondered him. So I've shown him how to prepare Tom Brown very early in the morning, how to do it so that he can be fast. Clap for our brother. Amen.
Amen.
So the fourth and the final one is prayer. Someone say prayer.
Prayer.
Say it again.
Say empire bo.
There's a saying that the people that pray together, what? Stick together. There's a chemistry. Do you know why when we come to church, we like ourselves? Because we fellowship together. We pray together. Is that right? So you must have somebody you pray together with. Have a prayer partner. Bible says that one shall put to flight 1,000, but 2,000. Have you had a time when you were praying and you felt sleepy? And in the midst of the prayer, you slept. And have you also been around where sometimes as you are praying, and then first, then somebody said, yeah, blah, 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 then you woke up. And then you also started praying. So you see that the other person was helping you also to pray. That there are some issues that, you see, when if I want to lift this thing up, right? Me alone, I'm struggling. But when I get Brother Tio, help me. What is it? The two of us.
Man.
When I ask you to come and join, come, join. And then my friend, come. What's your name? Jason. Oh, if I had a boy, I would have named him Jason. I actually was planning, I thought I would have a boy so that I'd name him Jason. Because all my kids are JJJ.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a boy. I had all girls. But I'm blessed. Amen. So Jason is my son now. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's raise it. I see, have you realized that he's become lighter? Yeah. So you see that one shall put to flight 1,000, but 2,000. So three and four, what do you think we'll do? More. And so it's very good that you have sometimes have friends. Is that right? Take Trotro and go to Mampo and Akazu. Go to the prayer gardens. Pray from morning to evening. Targeting that I am going to pray 10 hours. By the time you go and come back, you are different. Times also you can arrange about 10 people and then go and sleep overnight. Two nights and be in the garden. You are praying. That's a sleeping place. Don't worry, you pay and you sleep. Don't be afraid. But I know somebody who slept in the garden for 40 days. He's not in Ghana. He came from outside the country, slept in the garden for 40 days. When you pray, your buttocks is sitting in cold water. But if you really mean, some of you, you need husbands. You are sitting down. You have come normal. You come normal, you go normal. But when you are wild, you say, I want a good man. But the man who is around me, I see that he's the man must change. And Paul said, I make mention of you before God. Said the so far as we take people to medicine man and they mention their name, take the woman, take the man, take your child, mention them before the Lord, and let the Lord work on their lives in prayer.
Amen.
Stop all the complaint. The nagging will not change a person. Advice will not change a person. But heaven will change the person.
Amen.
Me, I've told myself I'm not the Holy Spirit.
No.
I won't die because of whatever. If there's something, I will tell you. After I tell you, that's it.
No quarrel.
Leave you. Amen.
Amen.
And leave the matter to God.
Because
the Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict. He didn't say he will convict. Amen.
Amen.
He will convict. When your father is doing something you don't like, don't fight your father. Take him to the Lord. Let the Holy Ghost deal with him. It has happened in my life before. My father didn't want me to go to Christian fellowship. He didn't want to go there. I'll go and hide myself. Pray and he himself will come. Are you not going? Fellowship and
Are
you not going? And he himself will add money. Because I summon him before the Lord. I took him before the Lord. You must take people before the Lord. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yes. When your husband is not behaving the way you have, this one the time, hey, you put your shoe there, hey, what is it? I'm tired of you. And what men don't like is nagging.
Yes, remember,
If you want a man to run away from you, start nagging. Let the man feel comfortable at home. You know that he went to misbehave. Be a woman.
Yes, your papa.
Go and read Stormy Omachian's book, The Power of a Praying Woman, The Power of a Praying Wife. But you have become, you have the power of a nagging wife.
So why you so bad?
So it's a prayer.
Saturate
the house with prayer. If your husband or your beloved, he doesn't like tongue, saturate the place with prayer. When the person, the time the person can, the whole place is saturated with prayer, the atmosphere is different.
Amen.
Amen. How many people are not married here?
Oh,
don't feel shy. David, are you married? Lift your hand. Amen. Yeah. What's going on there? The brother is what? Is married. He has a beloved. I'm not saying those who don't have beloved. You can have a beloved, but you not be married. And you can have a lot of money, you cannot marry. It is a certain grace that comes. And I pray that you get that grace. God give you that power. But the power of the Holy Spirit, you see, one of the things to be able to marry is to be attractive.
And
attractiveness is not just only nice face. It is something, it's an aura around you. Am I helping you? And it is when you pray, the presence of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and it helps you to become attractive. When Jesus went to pray, the Bible says that, and all men seek thee. All men seek thee.
So prayer
will make you look very special. Apart from all your physical things, ask all the slave queens. How many of them, they just lay around. They sleep around. Who is interested in marrying a slave queen? No slave queen in the church. May you become married.
Amen.
And you do that by the anointing. So become a devoted person in the church. Number one, by
the apostles' doctrine.
Being addicted to the teachings of the house.
Amen.
You must like the do you like the teachings I'm teaching?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you go to Church of Pentecost, the pastor doesn't move like this.
Church of Pentecost,
that is their style. Are you here with me? The Catholic priest doesn't move like that. You know,
Roman
but you must like where you are. So you must like the teachings. Number two,
fellowship.
Fellowship.
Amen.
You must have a group. So right after here, you must have a group that you are joining.
So we have
sanctuary cleaners.
Who clean the church? From a sanctuary cleaners.
You've got
security.
Security. Traffic directing. We've got our meters and greeters as the ashes.
We'll dress nicely.
Amen. We've got what? Sunday school, children's school ministry to help the kids teaching them. We've got Living Voices.
Living Voices.
We've got Glorious Harmonies. We've got Bobobo.
Glorious Harmonies.
Spring Harmonies.
Spring Melody.
I've got we've got people who help with my armor bearers and then protocol. There are different groups in the church. Amen.
Now,
I'm going to start another ministry. Other ministries are going to start. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to have an altar ministry where their work is to contribute money for the stage work and, you know, the stage or altar, the decoration of our altar. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah, whatever we need, an altar and things.
Yeah, for a bob phone,
right now, we will need even another lectern. This lectern, it is only one stick in the middle. So when you hold it inside, it can work. So the one with two, the same that is a firmer in case somebody heavier than me is preaching and holds it, it will not fall. And things like that. And then anything related to the decorations around the altar. Are you with me? And then when we're having crusades, they will take care of the stage. You know, payment for the stage, then the lighting. Lighting system and chairs and all that work, and God is going to bless you for that.
Amen.
Then we're going to have also a lifeline ministry. A lifeline ministry has to do with people who have, you know, who give contributions towards health care. You know, sometimes people are not well and emergency, you know. So we can have drugs in the house, we can have pay medications for people who are really in needy. And then also for those who are outside of the church, like in the villages and all those. It's a ministry.
Amen.
We're all part of it. Is that a good idea?
Amen.
So you must be part of a group. Hallelujah. You must be, I'm part of a group. I am part of various economic board. I am part of Healing Jesus Crusade, headed by Bishop Dougie Ward Mills.
Amen.
I'm part of Global Charismatic Ministers Network.
Amen.
Yeah. By Archbishop Charles Ajina Sari. I'm part of National Association of Charismatic. I'm executive board member of all these people, groups. Yeah, by Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams.
Obviously,
I belong to groups. That's why I said I can't fool around.
So don't
and have people are always watching me. There's a satellite and a drone on me watching me. And you too, you must be accountable. So when you are living your life some way, and then we say this, that, don't be angry.
So
why are you intruding into my business life, my marital life? We should ask questions about your business life. I should be able to ask you, brother, what work do you do? How is it going? How are things going?
Amen.
One of our brothers accidentally went to hit somebody and the person died. Straight to Kantabat.
But
he has a friend, company. His friend called me. A church member. That man couldn't eat. Straight away, I had to call lawyer.
My friend, lawyer.
Please, let's make sure that this guy, you go there and see to whatever. Lawyer was on his way to Insawam to go and deal with the case. He had to come. Went early, came back, went on the case. And by the grace of God, by the weekend, the brother has come out of cells. And the Lord showed me how if the guy had stayed in the cells one Thursday, Friday, Saturday, no bail. So you are going to be there.
But God brought him out. That weekend, what I saw, Bible says that God will give men for your life.
Amen.
The brother I saw that if he stayed there, he would die. When he came out, somebody died.
In the
cell, yes. Somebody died in the cell. So it is good to be in a company. And to also listen to your pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Even sometimes. If you make a choice, marital choice, then your pastor says, I don't think it's a right choice. He has a right to say that. It's up to you to obey it or not. But it will be your interest to obey. I remember my pastor telling one guy who was close to him, he said, this girl you are going to, it will be a problem. And he listened to the pastor today. He is a chartered accountant. The wife has married a wonderful person. Their life is going on. Are you here with me? Other people also, somebody else who defied the word. The girl was going to marry was beating the former boyfriend. You hold the boyfriend and tear the shirt and invite us. When the brother was told an advice, the brother turned against us and fought us. After a while, do you know what happened? The girl got mad. Eventually even died. Why do you? Not listening. One pastor in one of the big denominations, he himself said, he said his parents told him, do not go there. He said, they defied the word of God. And they got married. He said, shortly after then they got married. The next moment, are you listening to me? He said, the wife said, I can't move my hands this way. And then the woman fell ill and lay down. He said, for 2 years, the woman was just lying down. And died. And the guy said, I disobeyed the word of my father. To take certain steps, you need a blessing. That's why before I got to my marriage, don't even go and make the final decision you fall. Ask for consent. I think I'm feeling this way towards this person. Let's pray. Can you pray with me? What do you think about it? Yes. If my pastor has said no, when I took mommy, I said, I've seen one of the girls. I'm interested. Then he said, it's a good person. But you see, you must first look for parental consent and spiritual consent. Are you here with me? Because where your parents miss it, your spiritual father may not miss it. And for some of them, they may disregard something. Oh, the girl has got nice shape. So when they give birth, the children in the house will be very nice. You are thinking about the children. You are not thinking about the sustainability of the marriage. Are you here with me?
Amen.
So advice. So number one, apostles' doctrine. Number two, fellowship. So from today, have a friend in the church. Have friends. And join groups. Some of you have been in the church for a long time, you are not in a group. Number three.
Breaking bread.
If you are in a group, now listen. If you are in a group and you think that, okay, the group I was in, I'm not really flowing or whatever, you can join another group.
Don't leave the church.
Join. Number three, breaking of what? Bread. Amen. So let's eat together. Eating together helps. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And number four, prayer. We are going to be praying a lot. I had some friends on an university. And we're praying together. Our relation was prayer. And we're doing this for other things. We stick together. We meet and we even greet each other with tongues. We're warming ourselves up. Yes, prayer. As you are praying,
the chains from your father's house will be breaking.
As
you are praying, the advice you have given to your husband, your wife, your beloved, as it's not going, it will break.
Say, if you try to move,
your boss will begin to like you. As you are praying, God will open some doors for you. As you are praying, all of a sudden, somebody will come and say, "Sister, I think I like you. I will help you.
And
I'll open a door for you. You are blessed.
We are sure.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.